Good day. This day, I would be acknowledging of all of you and what you have been accomplishing and what you are engaging, each of you, and being much more present and being aware. And I would open this forum today to all of you in the subject of what you individually are creating in relation to what is occurring in your world. I'm aware that there is tremendous unrest within your world and a considerable expression of frustration and violence and despair, and a considerable amount of confusion in relation to looking to your leaders and being somewhat disillusioned and perhaps even disappointed in this. What I would pose to each of you this day is a discussion about what you are creating in your individual lives and how that in your perceptions intersects with what is occurring in your world, and in that, including not only what you are doing, but by extension, what you are noticing in relation to your family, your friends, your community, and what your perceptions are about how you are influencing in those capacities by what you are doing. Even if you cannot objectively, clearly see what you are doing, what does your intuition tell you that you are contributing in relation to that projection of energy and how you are influencing of situations in what you may think of as a larger scale or the whole picture? Therefore, I will open this to you to respond to your experiences, and you can include your concern if you express it.
Elias, this might be not quite on the subject, but it certainly is recent and probably on a lot of people's minds. One of our forum members is in Turkey, and I've got a friend in Turkey. This is sort of the most recent huge disruption, although there are some in the United States too. But is this in the framework of what you're talking about of disillusionment with leaders? Or, I mean, actually, our forum member would like to know what's really going on. But everyone's very disturbed.
Yes, I would express that this would fit into the subject of what we are discussing. Now, in that, what is your perception and what are you noticing?
It's making me really think about Turkey as kind of almost an ancient crossroads where there has often been some difficulty, but recently it's been remarkably stable in my mind. I feel a connection personally with Turkey, and that started when I met my friend who is now in Turkey. And it's just seems to be, well, not just, it's a place that's boiling over with a tension that seems to be global. And I'm sure it has something to do with the shift, but I don't know how to connect to it. I mean, maybe partially it's to make the world notice another place and feel connected and some empathy. It hurts. I mean, they have an elected leader who is acting more and more like a tyrant. And now they've had this little coup that looks to be disorganized and poorly planned. And it just terrified the population there, because there was a lot of violence really suddenly. It's not the way to do solve things, but I mean, these kind of actions, coup d'etat, doesn't seem to do the job right now. I don't really know, you know, I mean, that's all I can really say.
Now, in that, other than feeling sad in relation to the situation, what would you say that you are doing in your actions in your life that may be influencing in relation to what is occurring in that part of the world?
I am communicating with my friends who are there. I am talking about it and informing myself. I'm puzzling about what, you know, even though I'm not there, what would be the best thing to do. I wouldn't say I'm very successful in focusing positive energy there, which seems to be something that might be helpful. That's about it.
And when you are interacting with your friends, how are you interacting with them?
On the internet. And one thing I'm doing as a result of that interaction is asking you about what's going on. Because our friend wants to know.
What I meant was, how are you engaging them? Not the technological mode. Oh. But in your interaction with them, how are you engaging them?
I'm telling them I'm curious about what's going on. And based on the response of both of them, I'm expressing sympathy. And my view from here, which I get from the media, of course, just sort of trying to keep open communication with them. I'm happy that they can communicate. That's about it.
And do you tell them that you are happy that they can communicate?
I'm expressing Yes, I think, well, I'm not straight out, but I think they're aware of that.
What I would say to you and to them is that what is occurring there is occurring in many different areas of your world, including your own country,
That's
in
true.
different capacities, but the dissatisfaction, the unrest, the disillusionment, the reactiveness, and the resorting to violent measures in reactiveness, in frustration, is occurring in many, many, many areas of your world in this time framework. It is a hotbed of unrest.
Okay.
People are disillusioned, they are frustrated, they are feeling helpless and lack of control, and in that, people in general are looking to authorities as they have for thousands and thousands of years to give them solutions and answers, and they are becoming very disappointed for the individuals that they view as the leaders or the authorities are expressing no answers and are creating as much dysfunction and lack of leadership as anyone else. Therefore, what is occurring is the breakdown of the leadership roles. Now, this was inevitable, and you are correct. It is associated with this shift in consciousness. For what is this shift doing in this capacity? But moving the importance and the significance to the individual, not to those in roles of authority, not generating that separation of roles and separation of castes. And in that, in moving and shifting into more of an importance with the individual, this breakdown or this disintegration of the authoritative roles, as I expressed, was inevitable to occur, and it is occurring throughout your world at this point. And it is being displayed on both sides, in a manner of speaking. It is being displayed in that those in the roles of authority, or what you think of as power, are becoming less and less powerful and therefore are resorting to more and more extreme expressions in an expression of desperation to hold that authority and that illusion of power, but are themselves experiencing that power and that authority slipping through their fingers like sand. And on the other side, it is being tremendously challenged that the individuals that are not recognized as in positions of authority or power are challenging those that are, and are emphasizing how little power those authorities actually have. Once again, also by resorting to extreme measures and extreme expressions that challenge the power of those in the positions of authority. Now, in this, I thank you for sharing what you feel about this, for this is an important factor. What you feel about what is occurring. And in that, once again, expressing the ability to express those feelings, but not being dictated to by them, not allowing them to rule you or control you in a manner of speaking. In this, recognizing the feelings that you have for what they are and acknowledging that, but then also pausing to recognize what your choices are. Now, in this, you express that you do not necessarily feel that you are being very efficient or helpful. I would disagree. I would also express that you can be more so by paying attention to how you are expressing yourself and how you are interacting. In this, that also is changing. Your ideas of being helpful and what that means. It does not always mean engaging physical actions. And in many situations, such as this example that is presented, you occupy two different countries that are far removed from each other, and therefore your availability to be engaging physical actions is limited. Not that you have no choices in that direction, you always have choices, but realistically speaking, there are limitations in relation to distance and being in different countries. Now, in these, that is not to say that what you are doing or what you can do is less effective, merely that it is not necessarily a physical action in the capacity of physically helping another individual. You can be equally as effective in relation to how you are expressing. Now, in this, an example, if you are engaging other individuals in other countries that are frightened and that are angry and that are distressed and anxious in relation to the physical situation that they are experiencing, and you are reinforcing that by echoing them, that is not helpful. It is also not helpful to be expressing in manners of non-acknowledgement of what they are experiencing. Therefore, if you are engaging one of these individuals and you are expressing in poetic love and light, those are lovely expressions, but they are not necessarily helpful. And I am not discounting the value of love and lightness. But when an individual is experiencing tremendous trauma and turmoil and fear, that is not necessarily helpful, for they can't receive it. They don't want to receive it. They can't receive it, for they are occupied with what they are experiencing. Therefore, it is a matter of recognizing how you engage other individuals is equally as important as what you do in interacting with them. Therefore, in that, yes, sympathizing, empathizing is, in a manner of speaking, acknowledging what the other individuals are experiencing, and it is also expressing your feeling in relation to the situation, and that you are acknowledging that regardless that you are far away, it impacts you also, and that you are participating also, merely in a different capacity. In this, you are acknowledging. In addition to that, it is a matter of not reinforcing anger. Anger is the expression of no choices. That is not an expression that you want to reinforce. You want to reinforce that there are choices, even if you don't know what they are yet. And even if they don't know what they are yet in the grander picture, you can move those choices into a position that is more manageable in a manner of speaking. Meaning, what are they doing today? What are they doing in their life now? in their home, in their family, in their community, how much of their community are they engaging and offering empowering statements in relation to that, that they are reinforcing with their children or with each other, and that they are continuing to engage their mundane routines to a degree. That is more important than you realize. For it is so very easy in these situations to move yourself into a direction of only thinking and feeling and not doing. And in that, consuming so much time in thinking, which feeds fear, and allowing feelings to dictate behavior. And in that, it translates into couples and into families and into friends. And in that, you can see that ripple actually occurring, in which an individual is frightened and angry, and they are expressing that. And if it is echoed, now there is a continuation of that churning of agitated energy. It is not only outside of their home, now it is in their home. And that affects trust. It affects understanding. It affects willingness to interact. It moves individuals more in the direction of aggression. And in this, the point is not to be echoing what is outside. For the more that isn't echoed outside, the more that also ripples and is effective. Let me express another example. In your own country, I'm aware that you have recently incorporated a violent action yourselves with authority. And a violent act in opposition to authority in relation to your police force, correct? In that, individuals subsequently that have expressed in manners of compassion and empathy and sympathy, and have expressed in a manner of community, have actually incorporated much more of an impactfulness than those that are echoing in anger. Those that are expressing in compassion and community are actually being heard. And those that are reactive in anger are actually being turned away from, which is a tremendous example. It is an example not only of a principle or a concept, but of the power of the individuals versus the power of might. Power of individual expression versus the power of weapons and fear.
What I would express
to you in relation to what is occurring, I acknowledge this is an ancient place. It is an ancient culture. It is tremendously rich in history and in everything that is you as humans. It is an area of your world that has been somewhat rejected and neglected for a considerable time framework, and it holds considerable value in being what you would term to be one of the centers of civilization in your world. And this, in a manner of speaking, one of the birthplaces of Western civilizations. Therefore, it holds tremendous power in energy and significance, for there is much history that is associated with this area of your world. And as in relation to each of you, you can look at this area of your world, this country, almost as a metaphor of each of you, how rich you are in each of your own histories and your own directions and expressions, and how much more you deserve than you give. In this, I would express that what is occurring in that area is not unique. It is occurring in many areas in your world. The difference with this particular area is that, in a manner of speaking, metaphorically, it is somewhat touching a nerve in much of humanity, for it is one of those birthplaces of civilization. Therefore, regardless of where you are in your world today, there is some aspect of you that can be traced to there and connected to there. And that is the reason that you feel it.
Yes, and I want to thank you for making the connection between what is going on there and what is going on in this country. and what is going on in the individual. All of us. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah. It is a tremendous metaphor.
Yeah. I didn't realize.
Elias, I'd like to talk about our own little revolution that we had here in the United Kingdom a couple of weeks ago for our sovereignty and our independence from the big, bad European Union. But the interesting thing is, for me, on a personal level, I have become much more active in my voting, in reading up on the background, in the history of different countries and political systems, economic systems. I mean, I have educated myself to as much, I mean, I'm still in the process of understanding dynamics of the way this world is working and turning. And I feel I'm preparing myself. I expect big changes to happen. And I'm not afraid. And I voted to leave. I was one of the voters to leave. Now, ever since then, since we got our vote, we have been being criticized. We've been put down. We have been called racists, you name it. You name it, we've been called it. People are still out there demanding a new referendum because they want to overturn the majority's decision. It's like, why some people can't accept. And these are the average people. We're not talking about the authorities at this point. It's like people against people. And when you sit back and say, wait a second, accept what the majority of have said, they don't want to do it. So, I mean, on a personal level, the way that I'm handling this is just to let them speak and let them get it out of their system. And you make a joke about it, and you just let the energy come out, because there's no other way to handle it. But I stick to my position. I don't think there's any benefit to swaying away from sovereignty, although we've been called. Everybody says, "Oh, this isn't about sovereignty. You're looking to isolate yourselves. You're looking to do this. You're looking to..." And it's like, no, we aren't. That's not what we're doing. That's not the point. But they don't want to see it. So in a situation like that, that's how I'm handling it. And I think a lot of people are also handling it that way. Just let them air their concerns and their views. And it's also showing up a lot of other biases in other industries, like the media. It's the news feeds, Facebook, Twitter, all of those social media campaigns that go on. It's like you're suddenly realizing, or at least I am, and a lot of other people, who's actually really in control? Are we getting clear information, or is the information coming to us in a controlled manner that has an agenda? And so it's all of this is becoming very clear. And I'm fascinated. I'm absolutely fascinated. And I'm not scared. And I'm quite excited.
Very well. And I would be acknowledging of you in recognizing what is, in your terms, right and true for you.
Yes.
And giving yourself permission to hold that and acknowledge that, but also recognizing that it is not a situation of having to convince anyone else
mm-hmm.
of what you believe is right and true for you. And that is greatly to be acknowledged. And this is the point. Follow your guidelines and acknowledge yourself in your guidelines. They are right and true for you. And there are many, many, many other individuals that may agree with you and incorporate similar guidelines. And in that, you can share and engage with them in the capacity of validation, for validation is always a benefit, but that it is not necessary or of any benefit to challenge and convince or attempt to convince other individuals to sway them in a direction that agrees with you. That is not necessary for everyone to agree with you. And when you are confident in yourself and your guidelines and what is right and true for you, you recognize how unnecessary it is to convince or sway any other individual to agree with you. That it is acceptable if they don't agree with you. You will continue to proceed in the direction that you do in relation to what is right and true for you. And you will engage choices in that direction. And it matters not whether other individuals agree with you or not. Now, I will also express that this is an interesting manifestation and choice that you have displayed and presented to the world, in a manner of speaking. It is interesting in many layers. There is one layer in which, as you expressed, you are not isolating. You are not attempting to disconnect, but you, in your perception and your guidelines, are moving in a direction, yes, of your sovereignty and acknowledging that, which is somewhat of an ironic expression at this point in relation to other countries that are part of the United Kingdom that have vastly expressed the same. And now you are experiencing from many other aspects of the world what your country expressed to those countries.
Yes.
In their charge. Therefore, it is an interesting and ironic turn of experience, and in that, a valuable turn, for in that when you yourselves can experience what another experiences, you incorporate a greater understanding and more compassion and less aggression and less opposition, which is excellent, which also relates to the previous question in relation to the aggressiveness and the violence that has been occurring in other areas. And this, I would express that throughout history, Britain has expressed somewhat of an elitist type of culture. And in that culture has expressed more of a dominating direction. And in this time framework is not, which now is being interpreted as being isolationist, which in actuality, it is more incorporating that role of, once again, metaphorically, as a country, paying attention to itself and not necessarily allowing itself to be swayed by outside sources, and not moving in that direction of dominating, but rather in that role of its own sovereignty, can be more interconnected without being tied to expressions and philosophies that it is obligated to, or that obligation is cut. Therefore, I would express that this has been quite a display of a country that occupies a role within your world and has for a considerable time framework of being in that role of an authority in a manner of speaking, one that other countries look to in a manner of speaking for guidance or support. And in that, now moving in a direction of being more focused on the collective self of the country than being the authority, which is considerable move, bold, and one that in some capacity is to be commended and was led by the people,
yes,
not the authority.
That's right. Thank you.
Very welcome.
We have about 45 minutes left. This is the moderator. So anybody, if you do have a question, please, by all means, feel free to jump in.
Hi, this is Tim. Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Hi, quick question, Elias. A couple of years ago when the police violence here in the U.S. started, you and I talked a bit, and we talked about the religious wave. And so I've kind of watched what's been unfolding globally in the context of that religious wave. And even a year and a half or so ago, you mentioned it had not met the crescendo yet. And as I watch what's unfolding, it feels like it could be approaching a crescendo or a peak. But then as I think about the U.S. political process that will continue to play out through November and beyond, it seems, my impression is that we haven't yet crescendoed in this particular wave.
In actuality, you have, and you are actually moving more in the downswing, so to speak, of this wave. It is not completed by any means, but you are moving more in the direction of it, in your terms, winding down, regardless that it seems that the actions in your world are amping up. But in that, it is a matter of remembering what the purpose of this wave is. And that is not only addressing to religious beliefs, but this wave is also about that interconnectedness and being more present and focusing on the individual and the individual's expression of self, which is happening. It may not be happening in a manner or a capacity that many of you agree with, but then that is a matter of perception also, and it is a matter of who you are engaging. There are equally as many individuals that are supportive of the expressions that are occurring that many of you would view as amping up rather than slowing down. And in this, what I would express to you is it is being displayed even in the unrest within your world. For if you are actually looking at what is occurring in your world from the perspective of the whole picture, in this, what I would say to you is, as much as you concentrate your attention on outside sources of terrorism, and that word and that idea has become so intricate in your lives, what I would express is that even in that direction, you are somewhat collectively moving in a direction of lessening that. I would say to you that within your previous 150 years, this has been a tremendously tumultuous time framework. It has been greatly inspirational, and you have generated tremendous strides forward and technologically and creatively. You have been tremendously inventive. But it has also been a tremendously tumultuous time framework in relation to aggression and violence and domination. And you have explored considerable inventiveness in how to be destructive in every direction. How to be destructive in your world, to each other, to your planet, to other species. In general, how to be destructive in tremendous capacities. But I would also express to you that you have learned considerably in all of that destruction. And what you have learned is not only negative and is not only in a direction of how to be more destructive. You have learned how to be more constructive. You have learned how to be more connected, how to be more interactive, how to generate your world to be, in one sense, smaller and more intimate, and in another sense, greater and more vast. In the sense of being more intimate, that you have been inventive to the point and have learned to the point of creating these avenues of social media, as you term it, in which your physical location in your world is irrelevant. That you can be interconnected objectively and even intimate with each other all over your world and do not require physical proximity, which is tremendous. You have also moved in the direction of tremendous expansion from all of that turmoil and conflict and aggression. You have learned to be tremendously more expansive and stand on the precipice of tremendous new explorations of your universe, not only your planet, which is an endless exploration. Therefore, you have generated a considerably tumultuous time framework in this past 150 of your years. But what I would say to you is, relatively speaking, you are merely more aware of conflict now. It is not actually more expressed. In actuality, it is being expressed less and less, regardless that you are so frightened of terrorists and this is such a subject that occupies your thinking and feeling so much, in actuality, what I would express to you is you were generating an equal amount of destruction and aggression in your mid to late 1800s in one country than you are in your world presently. I would express that in one country, your youngest country of the United States, you generated more violence and more aggression in your late 1800s in your Kush West of your great frontier, in not only destroying countless cultures of Native individuals, but destroying aspects of your planet and wildlife, your ecosystem. In that, you generated in one country an equal amount of destruction as could be viewed as occurring in this present time framework all over your world. Therefore, if you are viewing the grander picture, it seems to you that there is more unrest, that there is more violence, that there is more conflict, that there is more despair in your world now, or more threat, or more fear. But the reason that it seems to be thus is because you are more interconnected and you are more intimate with your world. You know more, for you are privy to more.
Elias.
You not only hear about it, you see it.
Excuse me, Elias.
Yes.
In terms of there being as much destruction and devastation now as there was in the 1800s in the U.S., you're not speaking metaphorically. I just want to get this clear. Is that correct?
No, I am not speaking metaphorically.
All right. That's a hard one to take in, but I really appreciate it.
I'm not speaking metaphorically.
Okay.
I will express to you that in relation to what was occurring in that time framework in only one country, and I'm not speaking of any other country, and there were other countries that
yes.
were generating tremendous devastation also. New countries, Australia, New Zealand, or what you perceive to be new countries, in very similar manner
yes.
to the country of the United States,
Aboriginal.
Were generating tremendous violence in the same time framework. There was mass destruction and massive genocide. Therefore, I am merely incorporating one example of one country that is very visible and easy to connect with. Historically, I would express that throughout your world, there was tremendous amounts of destruction and aggression and violence that were occurring in the same time frame, where this is the reason that I expressed to you this previous 150 years has been tremendously destructive, but it has also been tremendously inspiring and constructive. You have learned volumes in that time framework. And what you are viewing in despair now, in actuality, pales to what you have expressed pastly. Be encouraged. You are moving forward. Everything is not doom and gloom. You are not moving in a direction of the destruction of your species or the destruction of your planet. You have learned considerably from such a violent past. And in that, even with the violence and the aggression that is occurring within your world, there are more people that are not expressing that than there are that are expressing it. There are more cultures in your world now that are not expressing that violence, that upheaval, that disconnectedness, than there are of countries that are expressing that. And that is a tremendous step forward. Where I would express to you that throughout your history, it has not been unusual for there to be more countries and cultures in your world that were in turmoil and that were expressing conflict and violence than those that weren't.
Wow.
But you are expressing in that direction now. And in that, the more each of you are paying attention to what you are doing, the more you are all being a tremendous contributor to that. Those changes in your world, in your societies, in your cultures, are all occurring because of you. That is tremendously to be acknowledged.
Thank you, Elias. That's really helpful.
You are very welcome.
Hi, Elias. This is the moderator. I have a question on behalf of Bree from Connecticut. And she's experiencing extreme breathing issues and doesn't see how it's connected with everything that's going on, but wonders if you can shed some light on this, which is interesting because I've heard that as moderator from a number of other people, and there's definitely a palpable tension in the air. Maybe you can talk a bit about that.
I would express that in one layer, it is very much connected with what we are speaking of this day. But in that unrest and that energy that is being expressed collectively, it is considerably contributing to, yes, tension, anxiety, and holding energy. And in that, it is also influenced because people are uncertain. And in being uncertain, you automatically incorporate a tendency to, in different capacities, withdraw into yourselves. You retreat. Now, that means differently for different individuals. It means in different degrees. It does not necessarily mean that an individual is entirely isolating themselves and not being interactive. It may be that the individual is retreating in the capacity that they choose not to be engaging the world at large any longer, or that they are only paying attention to their community, or they are only paying attention to their family and friends, or they are only paying attention to their immediate family, or only certain members of their family. Their circle of engagement becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. And that is the outward expression of this anxiety of not knowing what to expect, being uncertain with your world and therefore with your individual life. And it interconnects with everything. It may be that you are uncertain of a particular direction with your job or with individuals that you interact with, or that you cannot seem to connect in some manner, or that whatever you are doing seems thick and that you cannot seem to be successful. Or individuals may be more harsh with themselves and discounting themselves, which also in turn influences them to retreat or recede from outside sources. In this, depending on the situation and the individual and how they are displaying that retreat, that separation, many individuals are creating physical symptoms, physical manifestations, many. But this is becoming a very strong direction of communication with many, many, many individuals. And the reason for that is that it is not an outside source. It is your body. And you are more likely to pay attention to your body. And you are more likely to listen to the communications of your body. Whereas you may be less inclined to listen to outside sources, for they are suspect. There is a tremendous expression of confusion and lack of trust. For in that confusion, individuals don't know what to believe. And what you believe is what you trust. Therefore, essentially, you don't know what to trust. Whether it be with the the larger picture with governments or with authorities or countries, or whether it be with your own community or your family or your friends or even yourselves. And what does that do? You create physical manifestations, specifically with this individual. This is a tremendous constriction, and it is in actuality considerably obvious that you already are perceiving that you are constricted to a degree in your world, in your life, which I would ask if this individual wants the continuation of this response in this forum, in this present now, before I continue.
Sorry?
Does the individual want the continuation of the answer to this question in this now,
right,
this forum, or
no,
not?
She indicated that she's going to have a personal session, and she's no longer on the webinar. She had to leave.
Very well, but that perhaps is a personal issue.
Anyone else? We have about a little more than 15 minutes left by my clock. So if you have a question, please feel free to jump in.
I just have a very quick yes and no question. Let's see if it ends up being that. Do dolphins and whales become disrupted by sonars, by ship sonars and submarine sonars?
Is it disruptive to them?
Yes. In a harmful manner.
In varying degrees. Yes.
So it's best not to have those sonars.
It is a matter of the situation. I would express that if they are in close proximity, yes, it can be disruptive, and it can even be somewhat harmful. But if they are not within physical proximity, then it is not as affecting.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Engage your Beethoven focus, perhaps, but there's a debate with musicians today about tuning, and this is a broader debate about, I think, frequency and how it impacts the human form. But there's certain folks that say our 440 hertz tuning is not beneficial to us, and we should revert to the 432 hertz tuning.
I would somewhat disagree. I would express that it is not harmful. And I would also express that it is a matter of preference and how it is used, that it can be a benefit. And in that, I would express that it is more a matter of individual preference than a general statement. And I would express it as not inefficient.
Thank you.
Elias, this is Paul Vinard. I talked to you a long time ago. Hello.
Hello. Yes.
A very simple question. My wife and I would like to know if we are both common and political.
Yes.
We got it!
Yay! Go, Paul! Congratulations.
All right, I'll ask one more. Were my wife and I both court entertainers in old France? Because I had such an impression.
Yes, not at the same time.
Oh. So did she, was she a bit of a coquette?
At one time, yes.
Speaking of other lives, are all of us here? Have all of us here in this on this webinar been in Turkey at the same time at some point in time? You know, being from Turkey.
Yes.
Can you give us the time period? Sorry, I didn't have my impression hat on.
Approximately 215 BC.
Investigate. Thank you.
Well, it's good to see you all again then, or at least hear from you.
Elias, I think that this session was very intense, and I'm sort of overwhelmed. I don't know how other people react, but I think that's why we're having some silences here. But I really appreciate it. It is interesting, the information about Turkey and us. I mean, I knew that I'd been there.
I would express to all of you as a tremendous encouragement that you are moving forward in tremendous capacities, and I am greatly acknowledging of each of you. In that, let me also express to each of you that you are more and more generating experiences and interactions that are interconnected, that are aware, that are being present, and that are contributing in directions that you want and that are important to you. And that is also to be tremendously acknowledged. Acknowledge what you feel. And in that, acknowledge all of what you feel. If you are angry, if you are distressed, if you are sad, if you are inspired, if you are anxious, acknowledge all of it. And then know that you also always have choices. And when you think about choices, whether it be about yourself or in relation to other individuals, entertain the idea of what is my best self? Every situation, how can I be my best self? And also feel what I feel.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Well, while we still have a minute, I was going to have a private session a couple of months ago, right after an artist known as Prince disengaged. And what struck me about this artist, and I think it's valuable to everyone since he was such a global kind of an iconic artist, but the family alignment and belonging, I was trying to hone my skills there. He was so prolific and driven, quite talented from a musical expression and also his personal style, that I got the impression that he aligned Zuli.
I would express Mari Sumari.
Oh, wow, because I had belonging Sumari because he was such a doer, but then that whole, the way he carried himself, the energy, I kind of figured that artist tree would be Zuli, but Sumari Sumari. That was similar to John Lennon as well.
Yes.
Wow.
Those Sumari Sumaris.
That might answer this question, because then I had a thought at the time of value fulfillment. Obviously, you mentioned that when there is no longer value fulfillment, you disengage. But he was still going 1,000 miles an hour in terms of the music he was creating and touring and things of that nature. So it just struck me that sometimes when people do disengage, it appears from the outside anyway, that they still would have much value to fulfill.
From your perspective and from your perception, there's so much more to do. But perhaps from the other individuals, experience and perspective, they have done what they chose to explore, and they are finished.
He went out at the top of his form.
And that may be an excellent finish.
Was he intermediate?
No. Common.
Oh, I had intermediate as well.
What I would express to you about that, for I would acknowledge that that is very perceptive of both of you. There are some individuals, including our own Olivia, that do incorporate the common orientation, but they have, in a manner of speaking, somewhat surrounded themselves with intermediate individuals to a degree in which they express somewhat similarly, for they blend with them very well. Not all common individuals do that, but some do.
Interesting.
Was Prince a leader personality? That's what I got the impression, that he would be a leader.
No, a supporter personality with very strong leader qualities.
And I also had the impression religious focus.
Yes, that is correct.
Getting better at this. Pretty good for a commoner.
Congratulations.
So speaking of leadership personalities, does that have any relation to all this turmoil that's going on in the world? I mean, people in authority are not necessarily leadership personalities. And we're kind of dumping them or turning away from them. So will leadership personalities be emerging more? That's a complicated question. We don't have much time.
Complicated as a question. It is an excellent question, but I would express that remains to be seen at this point, whether you choose that collectively or not. I would express that it is likely that there will be leader personalities that are emerging in a visible manner, but as to replacing the individuals that are in those leader roles, it is somewhat unlikely for that personality type would be less likely to move in those types of directions, but it remains to be seen.
Are there any in positions of power now?
Very well, my dear friends. I express great encouragement to all of you. Tremendous friendship, as always. And great anticipation of our meeting. Go forth, my friends, and be your best selves, and be intentional. Till our next meeting, wondrous
love. Thank you. Bye-bye.